The Wellness Revolution starts now.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hoetze. Welcome to today's program. The aging process is inevitably caused by the decline of our natural occurring hormones, primarily our thyroid hormone and our sex hormones. And this can also adversely affect our adrenal hormones. Hormones are special molecules that are secreted by glands in the body that instruct the cells what to do. And they're very important in the production of energy within our body. The main and primary hormone that helps our body produce energy is our thyroid hormone, coming from the thyroid gland in the neck. The thyroid gland in the neck is shaped like a butterfly, and it produces thyroid hormones. The thyroid hormones are circulated and secreted into the blood. They don't do anything in the blood. They have to enter the cells. We have trillions and trillions and trillions of cells in our body, and every cell has receptors for our thyroid hormones. There are two thyroid hormones that are made by the thyroid gland, primarily T4 and T3. T4 is the inactive thyroid hormone. It makes up about 94% of what's made by the thyroid gland. T3 is the active thyroid hormone. T4 is the thyroid molecule with four iodine atoms attached to it. T3 is the thyroid hormone with three iodine atoms attached to it. As the thyroid hormone's secreted into the blood and enters the cells, T4 has to be converted to T3, the active thyroid hormone, to get the best energy production within the mitochondria that live within each cell. The mitochondria are power plants that produce electrical energy within our cells that drive all the biochemical reactions. So thyroid hormone is very, very important to the production of energy. It boosts your metabolism. As we age, inevitably, our thyroid hormone levels decline. They can be within a wide range of normal. Let me explain how the labs define what's normal. They take the last several thousand tests from the day before, and they get an average. What's the average score? That's called the mean. And then there's two standard deviations on either side of the mean. That would form the bell-shaped curve. That encompasses 95% of the people that are studied for thyroid levels, and they call that normal, wherever 95% of the people fall. Well, some, you know, so that means the range is as tall as the Empire State Building, as wide as the Grand Canyon. So you could have an optimal range when you're younger up here, and it could drop by 50, 60, 70%. And be on the low end of the range, but still within the range. So you go to your doctor, he takes your blood test and goes, oh, your thyroid's normal. Well, no, what does that mean, normal? Is it optimal? I don't want my thyroid range to be in a normal range. I want it to be in the optimal range of normal, where I'm producing the most amount of energy. If your thyroid hormone levels decline as you age, guess what? You're going to produce less energy, so you're going to be low voltage. You're not producing enough electrical energy. We want you to be a high voltage and a live wire. Now, the thyroid hormones are impacted, and it's important for you to take a bioidentical hormone. We don't use synthetic thyroid hormone, known as Synthroid or Levothyroid or Levoxyl. We use natural desiccated thyroid hormone that is derived from, ours are derived from pork thyroid. And it contains both T4 and T3. And the T3 is a little higher value in the pork thyroid than it is in the T4. And people that take desiccated thyroid hormone tend to feel much better quicker than if they were on the synthetic thyroid hormones. So we use natural bioidentical thyroid hormone. And we use it in incrementally increasing doses. So we start our guests on a low dose. If you have symptoms of low thyroid, that means if you have difficulty with energy, low energy, difficulty with weight, you get cold sensitivities, you don't think clearly, you get brain fog, you get mood swings, or you're depressed, you have puffy skin, you get recurrent and chronic infections, you got joint and muscle aches and pains, you got sluggish bowels. Any of these or all of these can be symptoms of low thyroid, loss of the lateral third of your eyebrows, an enlarged tongue. And you can tell if it's enlarged, if it's mottled like a pie would be around the crust. That's an enlarged tongue. It's bumping up against your teeth, and it shows that mottling effect. Pale, puffy skin, loss of romantic moods and inclinations. All these things can be related to low thyroid levels within your cells. And if an individual has signs and symptoms of low thyroid, even if they fall within a wide range of normal, we supplement with very low doses of thyroid, desiccated thyroid hormone to try to boost the level up enough to get you to a more optimal level. We don't want to turn off the thyroid gland. Your thyroid gland is making some production, but not enough to keep you at a full energy level. And we want you to be at a good metabolic rate. So you feel good, your metabolism up, and you've got energy, you can think clearly, you're able to maintain an ideal body weight, and you've got get up and go. Now, your sex hormones play a very important and crucial role in the function of thyroid hormones, as well as in other aspects. The sex hormones have a dramatic effect on brain function. They affect our neurotransmitters. They affect the way we think and the way we feel. So, men, testosterone is very, very important in you functioning properly mentally. When you're young, in your 20s, you reach a peak level, and then as you age, your thyroid hormone gradually declines. So by the time you're 40 years old, it's about half what it was when you were 20. When you're 50, it's about a third of what it was. When you're 60, it's a quarter of what it was, and it continues to go down. I often have individuals say, well, I went to my doctor and he said my testosterone was in a normal level. A normal level for what? A normal level for a 60 to 70-year-old man? I don't want the testosterone levels decline. Every 10 years, the range goes down, the normal range. So there's a range for 20 to 30-year-olds, 30 to 40, 40 to 50, 50, 60, 67 on down. So if you could be in the normal range, if you were in your 60s, a normal range for a 60 to 70-year-old, you're way below what you were when you were in your 20s. Well, I sure want my testosterone levels to be where I was in my 20s because testosterone affects your initiative, your assertiveness, your sense of well-being, your self-confidence, your mood, your goal orientation, your drive, your directiveness, your decisiveness, your analytical ability. These are all brain functions. I know so many men that have come in and have seen us in their 50s and go like, Doc, I built this company. I got to sell it. I'm just worn out. I can't do it anymore. They've been very successful in their businesses, but they just run out of energy and drive to continue. If you can couple the experience they had over the last 30 years of their life in business with the energy they had when they were younger, boy, you can really knock the ball out of the park. And I've had men come in and I always tell them, don't blame me if you own your own business or you're in sales, don't blame me if you double your income in 2 years. And they laugh and I say, don't laugh. As a matter of fact, I've often said, look, why don't I not charge you anything? You just give me 10% of your increased profits over the next 2 years. And they laugh at that too. So, but I've had so many men come in and say, Doc, you can't believe what a difference it made. I doubled or quadrupled my business, what I was going to sell it for. And it's incredible. Remember, I had one gentleman that had one restaurant and wanted to sell it. And he was in his early 50s. He couldn't run it. He had people running it for him. He was generating several hundred thousand dollars a year in income, but he was just going to sell it. Got him up on the program, testosterone, treated him for his allergies. Guess what? In 3 years, he had five more restaurants across the state of Texas, and he was banging him up because he got his health back, got his energy level up, got his drive back. So testosterone's very important in your mental function. Also, muscle tone, muscle mass, cardiovascular function. Testosterone is very important for, remember, your heart's a muscle, and testosterone affects your muscular strength. It also helps dilate up the arteries. In Europe, it's oftentimes testosterone is used when people have angina. It dilates up the arteries and it relieves the angina. So, and it's also important for manic moods and inclinations. Besides that, it's also important for bone strength and bone mass. Women make two sex hormones primarily. They make estrogen and progesterone. Estrogen hormones are proliferative hormones. They proliferate the inner lining of the womb. and get it ready for a pregnancy. Mid-cycle, a woman would ovulate in the middle of the cycle. In a 28-day cycle, on day 14 or 15, she'd give off an egg. She'd make progesterone that balances the estrogen if there's no pregnancy, and it matures the inner lining of the womb. If there's no pregnancy, she'll slough and have a period, and it starts all over again. Well, as women age, their hormones begin to fluctuate and decline, and they get estrogen dominance. When women have estrogen dominance, in other words, compared to progesterone, they're out of balance, they'll start getting breakthrough bleeding, premenstrual symptoms, mood swings, fluid retention, weight gain, cramping, headaches, breast tenderness. This may start a few days before the period, up to 2 weeks before the period. They'll start having these symptoms. And that's because they've either had an anovulatory cycle where they didn't ovulate at all that month, or else the progesterone levels continue to decline. And by supplementing with natural progesterone day 15 through 28, that can be a godsend for women. I don't care if they're teenagers. We see a lot of young girls that are teenagers come in because they're having menstrual irregularities. If they went to their OB-GYN, they throw them on birth control pills, which would shut off their ovaries, and they give them counterfeit hormones in the birth control pills. We simply replenish by giving them a little bit of progesterone day 15 through 28 and balance out their hormones and correct their moods, because remember, the hormones affect brain function and your neurotransmitters. So if women are having premenstrual mood swings, depression, anxiety, panic attacks, a little bit of progesterone can go a long way to resolving that. It also is very helpful with sleep. Progesterone is also very important, as is estrogen, with bone strength and bone mass. So, and progesterone, as well as testosterone, both help the cells convert T4 to T3, the active thyroid hormone. So these hormones work together in synergy, and they're very, very important for health. We use natural bioidentical hormones. That means the hormones that with which we supplement our guests are the same identical hormones that our guests are making, but not in adequate amounts, or used to make, or not making at all. So what is important to do is to, as you mature, replenish your hormones. Get your levels up. Get them balanced out. This will keep you feeling healthy and well. And our goal for you is for you to have energy, vitality, and enthusiasm as you mature. And we can help you do that. We'll partner with you. Now, what I'd like to recommend that you do is give a call and talk to one of our new guest consultants. If you'd like us to partner with you and coach you on a path of health and wellness naturally, and you're willing to take control of your health and make an investment in your health, we're here to help you do that. I want to offer you a copy of my book, Hormones, Health, and Happiness. Call up the number on the screen and say, Dr. Otsi offered me a book, and we'll send you a copy of this book. I want you to read this and help you understand how your body works. You weren't taught this. Frankly, most of the doctors weren't taught this. They don't know how to get you healthy and well naturally. They're taught in their paradigm of using pharmaceutical drugs to correct your problems. And we don't think that's the answer. We know it's not the answer. It's simply getting you on a healthy eating program, replenishing your thyroid and your sex hormones, get you on vitamins and minerals and nutrients, and a good exercise and eating program, and that gets you on a path of health and wellness naturally. And we're here to help you do that. So don't hesitate to give us a call. I'm Dr. Otsi. Thank you for joining me today.
At Physicians Preference Pharmacy, we understand that the quality of your compounded medications directly affects the way you feel, which is why we believe that your pharmacy should specialize in compounding medications while also delivering extraordinary hospitality and guest service. We believe that both patients and prescribers should accept nothing less than consistency and quality from their compounding pharmacy. This is why we've implemented some of the strictest quality standards in compounding, exceeding standard requirements, achieving PCAB accreditation, which is the Pharmacy Compounding Accreditation Board, an organization that sets the highest standards in compounding pharmacy regarding the safety, cleanliness, and quality of your compounded prescriptions. Because of our commitment to complete health and wellness, we are dedicated to making your medications free of lactose, parabens, artificial sweeteners, and any unnecessary dyes, binders, or fillers present in many other medications, offering you the cleanest products possible.
information provided on this program is neither intended nor implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice and is not intended to replace the services of a physician, nor does it constitute a doctor-patient relationship. You should not use information from this radio program to diagnose or treat a health problem or disease without consulting with a qualified healthcare provider. If you have or suspect you have an urgent medical problem, promptly contact a professional healthcare provider or call 911. Dr. Hotze's Wellness Revolution advises you to always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified health provider prior to starting any new treatment or with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Any application of the recommendations from this program is at the listener's discretion.